So they did it. And you know where he's going right now, Keith?
Back at the Robert Kraft spot.
You got it. Now we're talking. Lukey, do you expect that we'll bounce back Tuesday and win the game with Arkansas? Because Keith is about to preview it for us. Or do you expect that this is the beginning of a little losing streak for the Vols?
I think we'll come back and win that game against Arkansas. The head coach said that they've got a better team than Alabama, but I think we'll come back and beat that team. And I think it's going to be close. It's going to be a hard game to win. But I think the way we scrap and hustle and all that, we got a great coach, like you said, and he'll find a way to pull it out. Hopefully Arkansas don't slow the game down on us like they did today.
Lukey.
And I'm hoping the Baltimore Ravens will beat the crap out of this New England Patriots.
So. Yeah, get Manning in the Super Bowl. Be great, wouldn't it? Although the Ravens are good enough to go anywhere and win. So
he's got to win that. So who's Carolina playing tonight, Tony?
Carolina has Seattle, and that'll be a game. I will dope myself up and be in bed in the second half. No offense.
I'm hoping Carolina wins that game.
Thank you, brother. But I'm
okay,
gonna,
Tony.
Thank you. I'm going to use legal dope, something like Benadryl mixed with two or three tranquilizers. Maybe like what Whitney Houston had in her system, Keith, after today.
Just stay out of the bathtub, Tony.
What a great line. Out of the bathtub and off the commode in honor of Elvis, who would have been 80 this week.
Yeah, that's usually the two places that you don't need to go on painkillers for some reason.
And they just showed Lyle Alzado, speaking of dead people, the Patriots defensive coordinator. It was nice of him to show up. He either looks like Lyle Alzado or that guy from wrestling, Sandow.
Bray Wyatt?
No, Sandow. Let's go
Sandow?
Back to where I knew you would laugh at that.
So what he should do is he should get behind Belichick and mimic Belichick the rest of the game.
I love old Mizdow. Let's go back to the phones and grab our next call. Hello.
All the games I could have chosen to attend, and that's the one I pick.
Wonderful, Bino. You're Phil had a really good dig at you, and I'm sure you deserved every second of it.
I do appreciate the mayor. Well, I thought I appreciated the mayor of South Knoxville inviting me to the game there, but certainly not what we had hoped for. Tony, I believe that Alabama's better defensively than you give them credit for, but certainly not 38 points and 14 minutes without scoring good. But I believe that's the best defense that we've played this season so far.
I'll be curious to get Donnie's thoughts on that. I'll be curious when they look at that video if they see that it was them or that Alabama really threw an A-game at them on that side of the floor today.
Well, I do think they defended well, and they're like us. They're long, and they play a unique style of defense. So those teams are really quite a bit alike, other than the fact that they're more talented than us. I don't believe they've got as many potential outside threats as we do, but other than that, they're better than us. But when we don't hit a high percentage of our threes and we don't score off turnovers, that's about what we're going to get because we can't score any other way.
Nope.
And we couldn't hit any shots, and I think we may have been able to force them into some errors like they did us, but we just never could get in the press to figure out if we could or not.
Never, never, absolutely never. You knew at halftime when they had 9 points off turnovers and we only had three, you knew we were in trouble. Come on. And if that number continued, and it continued in the second half, it wasn't like they were turning us over. Bino, and Donnie Tindall said afterwards he thought we had good looks at the basket. I don't know that we had good looks at the basket. I saw a lot of guys shooting three balls falling down, a lot of shots that were taken off balance. I didn't see us sharing the ball like we have. I didn't see a lot of movement. Maybe the zone, maybe because A&M did a similar thing to Kentucky today, so maybe that's just what it looks like when somebody bottles you up with a zone defense.
Well, the next time we attack a zone effectively will be the first.
Under any coach. Yep.
It does. That's the way to play us. Anybody that ever plays us man to man is out of their flipping mind. But of course, basketball coaches are all so tough they can't play a zone, I guess. But Keith, don't you think we're absolutely asking the impossible of Willie Carmichael too? I believe.
Oh yeah, I think that's part of the problem.
Yeah, and we don't have any choice but asking a true freshman to play major minutes in the post. That's like asking a true freshman to play left tackle. It's just not going to turn out very well. There are very few guys that can come out of high school and do either one of those things.
And they're all playing at Duke or Kentucky.
Yeah, there's a handful of those guys, and they're regal or they're NBA.
Right. And, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. No, Willie Carmichael on a good SEC team, Willie Carmichael's a guy that plays 5 or 6 minutes if you get in foul trouble, and if your big guy, your experienced big guys don't get in foul trouble, he probably never takes his warm-ups off.
Tony, did you see something on television that made you think that Donnie was frustrated with Richardson that I didn't see? I thought he pulled him just simply because he was absolutely gassed.
No, he didn't like the shot. The shot before he pulled him, he said, get him out of here. And he sat him down to kind of calm him down a little bit.
Okay.
He took a quick shot in the possession.
The second time he sat him in the half.
Now you're asking me for a detail, Bino.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're asking me for a detail. Yes, the second time.
Okay. I believe the first time after the flurry of points, he was just gassed. Matter of fact, he looked like that one official out there would have if he would have had to run up and down the court any. That guy must have yanked him right out of Cal Johnson. I've never seen an official that looked like they pulled him straight out of a church league game and asked him to officiate an SEC basketball game.
The cat was pretty cool looking. I mean, he looked like literally, and it's probably what we're going to find out, like that Derek Broaddus. You know, Broaddus was over drinking beer and eating pizza with his friends. And I'll bet the officials, before they came to today's game, probably got a cough or a text from the third guy that was supposed to be there, and they pulled that guy out of Gaddy's and put the other guy's jersey on him.
That was looking at that guy, Tony. I could only think one thing as I was looking at that guy. I could have sworn I read that Playboy Buddy Rose died.
He looked like 217 pounds.
Yes.
I mean, they pulled him right out of the Jenny Craig conference. That guy's got how in the world was he out there? One last thing, and I want to get your all's opinion on this. I thought for the first time our opponent played with more energy and more effort and wanted it worse than we have.
I think that's just, I don't fault our effort. I don't know.
I just think it drains you so much, Bino, when you can't score.
Yeah.
That eventually you just crack. I think it just eventually just eats away at you and eats away at you till you just wear out.
Well, let's hope that's an anomaly and not the sign that this team is just absolutely gassed with as few bodies as they have.
Boy, that's true.
And as hard as they've played, because I expect at some point this team's going to hit the wall. You just hope it hasn't happened already.
Boy, that's true. Amen to that. Because you're in an unforgiving. Thank you, Bino. And it's always great to talk to you. And I'm glad that you had a chance to spend some time with Phil today. And it was great hearing from him as well today on the program. You know, he's got a good point, Keith. Is that a concern of yours, these guys hit it today, or is that just was today an anomaly?
Oh, I think that's the question. I think this week will kind of show you. I mean, Tuesday night's going to be tough. Would be tough under optimum circumstances for this team. Because I know I've said it before. I've said it on your show, and I've said it on the Friday show. And I think Arkansas is a Sweet 16 caliber team. So I think they were going to be real difficult for Tennessee regardless. I just don't like the matchup. I mean, we don't have anybody who can remotely even think about guarding Bobby Portis. So I think they've got the kind of athletes with Qualls and Harris and those guys that can really give Josh some trouble and really hound him all night. So I think that's a tough matchup. But if you come out and you're competitive in that one, you put up a fight, and then you go to Missouri, and I think Missouri's no better than Tennessee is. That should be a toss-up. So they come out next week. Split next week, I think they're about where they should be. But now if you come out and get dusted Tuesday night and then go to Missouri and throw up another 38 to 40 point game, yeah, that's not good. Then you really got to start wearing.
Team needs at least a split, don't they? At least, at the very minimum.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, it's a home game. and one of the few, like I said, road games that I think you can realistically say, hey, we should win.
Let's talk about Arkansas. It's a moving year for Anthony Grant. Not Anthony Grant. It's a moving year for Mike Anderson, who has not been as successful as many thought that he would after his success at both stops, UAB and Missouri. He hasn't moved the bar as much as I think people thought he would. This is a moving year for them. Give us a quick preview of what we'll see from Arkansas.
Well, I think they'll get out. They'll press Tennessee full court. Certainly, they've got great athletes on the wing. Alondis Harris, Michael Qualls. I think Bobby Portis is about as good a big guy as there is in the league outside of the guys at Kentucky. I think he's certainly comparable with the players at LSU. I think they've kind of found a way to win on the road. I mean, they've already won at SMU and at Georgia, which are probably, other than a win, I think last year at Kentucky, that's probably the two best road wins of the Mike Anderson tenure there. And I think that's a situation where they've got some aspirations. I mean, I'm sure they see Kentucky struggling here and there and think, hey, we can compete for a league title. I don't think that's the case just because I don't think Arkansas is capable of going 16-2 or 17-1 in this league, but I think they at least think that at this point. So I think Tennessee's got their hands full. I don't like the matchup because I think they've got the kind of guys who can really hound Josh Richardson. And I don't think we have anybody that is remotely an answer for Bobby Portis. I wouldn't be surprised if he fouls out Derek Reese, Tariq Owens, and Willie Carmichael all three. I just think it's an incredibly tough matchup. Now, granted, Arkansas, as I said, hasn't been very good on the road under Mike Anderson. If they come out and play to the level they've played on the road the last couple of years, Tennessee can beat them. I mean, this isn't the Kentucky game. This isn't one of these, everything has to go perfect and they have to be awful for us to win deals. But Tennessee's got to be near the top of their game and to have any chance Tuesday night.
What must they do better?
Well, they've got to make some outside shots because this team, I think Donnie kind of, without saying so, said so after the game, this team's not going to score any points in the paint. This team's not going to get any points out of the low post at this point. I think there's no knock on Willie Carmichael. Willie Carmichael wasn't recruited to be a post scorer. He's a rebounder and an energy guy. I mean, he's not recruited to go be somebody you throw it to down close. That's not who he is. That's not, especially at this point in his career, that's not who he is. So that's no fault of Willie Carmichael. It's just that we don't have anybody to do that with. So I think they've got to make some jump shots. I think the key will be Kevin. I think Kevin Punter will probably be the key because, as I said, today he scores, I think you said, 2 points or whatever. Tennessee's not beating anybody with Kevin Punter scoring 2 points. That's not going to work against anybody the rest of the year. I mean, they've got to get points out of him. That's just the way it's got to be.
Hatfield, really appreciate your time, man. Appreciate you being there. Wish we could have done it under better circumstances. Tennessee falls today. In what will be one of the more forgettable games in the history of Thompson Bowling Arena. As Tennessee goes, they fall today. The final score in today's game, 56-38. Tennessee falls to 9-5 in the league, or 9-5 overall, 1-1 in the SEC. Alabama with a 16-0 run that was decisive in the final 12 minutes. And there you go.
How's that for a did you see that statistic, Tony?
Lay it on me.
Rick Pitino is 0-6 in his career against North Carolina.
Hey, everybody has a little kryptonite, don't they?
Obviously. I mean, I knew they'd beaten him a couple of times in the NCAA tournament when he was at Kentucky, but I didn't realize it was 0-6.
Everybody has a little kryptonite, including Tom Brady. Tom Brady is not enjoying himself right now, Hatfield. He just turned around and snapped at an official.
No, Tom Brady is not a good loser, which I tend not to like. I tend to be a big fan of people who aren't good losers. But no, Tom Brady is not a good loser.
Totally agree with that. Haloti Nada and Tom Brady, Nada having playing a little mind game with him. I tell you what, the Ravenites got a little pepper to them. They're not afraid. Ravenites got a little. They got a little. They got. They're not afraid in situations like this.
Hey, I'd say they're of the mindset. It's real simple. They've won a Super Bowl since the Patriots have.
Patriots just punted from the Ravens' 35-yard line. That's one of the oddest things I think I've ever seen. Why would you punt from somebody's 35-yard line in the NFL? Oh well. Hatfield, appreciate you, man. Love you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, brother. Enjoyed it as always.
And you were presented today by
our friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House,
who are going to get a lot of business tonight.
I can tell you some business they're going to get in about 5 minutes.
That's what I meant. You're getting ready. You're getting ready, if I know you, to go do some, to quote TR, serious business with them.
I'm gonna go join up with some other merry revelers and have a good evening, Tony.
It'll be merry, all right. Thank you, brother. If she shows up, appreciate you. And I thank Hatfield. And until we meet again, for all those behind the scenes, I want to thank my friends at Smartway and also Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics for presenting this. We're with you after each and every Tennessee basketball game, home and away. Appreciate everybody who stayed with us. I know the NFL's on, and it's the big gorilla in the room, if you will. But we do thank you. And I want to thank Roger Davis today, who's helped me out pushing the buttons and helping answer phones today. And a lot of the things that Roger has done behind the scenes. And let's take you out now. Oh, what are we going to do? Let's see here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lone Star Cafe and Silver Eagle Show is proud to present Jerry Jeff Walker.
Okay, Buckaroos, here we go again. I'll try to slide one by you once more.
Here we go again. I'll try to slide one by you once more.